Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Wisconsin Conversation, real information. Live from Lake Wissota, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, here we are. And good morning. It's Friday, the 12th of August. Welcome to Wisconsin's Coffee Break. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Luke Mathers is here. And those of you watching on Facebook or Twitter or catching us later on can tell that it's supposed to be Dad Shirt Friday with the hashtag Dad Shirt Friday. But we have already started a fierce debate on what exactly constitutes a dad shirt, because it turns out you can look at a shirt and go, is that really a dad shirt or is that just a straight up Hawaiian shirt? And are they the same thing? And then, as we mentioned last week, you got those bowling shirts, you know, like Charlie Sheen used to wear. So where, Luke, is the Venn diagram of dad shirts, Hawaiian shirts, and just straight up ugly, embarrassing shirts? You know, and you know who gets to call it that? Daughters versus the dads, you know, of course.
I don't know. See, this is some scientific evidence that we need to get into. We need to figure out this Venn diagram, because I thought mine, you're telling me mine's just straight up Hawaiian, but I feel like
it's not just Hawaiian. Folks, he's wearing a black t-shirt, a crew neck t-shirt underneath it. So this
I get dressed in the dark.
From Hawaiian back to dad, because with that black t-shirt, you can already see underneath. The camera's not there, but you can see the black socks and sandals as he's walking on the beach.
I am a strong proponent, not on the beach. I would not wear socks in my Birks on the beach.
I would definitely
wear socks and sandals when I'm going out to walk the dog. Like, I don't have a problem with that. I'm a strong proponent for wearing socks with my Birks when needed, because I love wearing my Birkenstocks. They're comfortable, and sometimes it's a little too cold that you need socks on as well.
Socks and Birkenstocks.
Exactly.
First off, that sounds like a cafe you'd find only in Madison. But second, I'm not sure. I'm going to have to put some thought into that. In the meantime, if any of you decided that it's also Dad Shirt Friday, use that hashtag, post it on social media. Feel free to, you know, tag us along with it as well. We have a surprise guest at 8:30, who's making a surprise announcement. And the only thing that I'll say about that is don't go shopping for your weekend provisions until you hear what our guest is putting on Wisconsin shelves very shortly. Let's see what here. 9:15, UWM School of Freshwater Sciences Professor Melissa Scanlon will talk to us about the climate provisions in the Inflation Reduction Act that will be passed by the House of Representatives later today. As we heard yesterday from Congressman Mark Pocan. And then at 10 a.m., I know we mentioned Christina Laurie would be joining us. We're actually instead going to have Dr. Kristen Lyerly, our friend who's an OBGYN, and Dr. Ann Helms, who's a critical care neurologist. And they were two of the doctors participating yesterday as the Committee to Protect Healthcare talked about what a Tim Michaels win in the governor's race would mean for Wisconsin women and their health. And it is not great news based on what we've heard from Tim Michaels so far. I would love to tell you, looking at things from last night, that I watched the Field of Dreams baseball game, but I caught only a small part of it. And I don't know if you saw any of it, Luke. I mean, it looked beautiful, the little bit that I saw. You know, it's one of those things that only in Hollywood.
No, that happens in Iowa.
Yeah, I know. Is this heaven? No, it's Iowa.
They have an official corn sponsor for that game now, which is I find it fascinating that MLB has a official corn partner for the Field of Dreams games that I believe they plan on doing every year now.
Oh, I'm sure they're going to do every year, and I'm not surprised, because I mean everything in agribusiness is extremely competitive, and you know I think we take the farmers for granted that there's always competing interests with us, like, you know, Coke versus Pepsi or this versus that, and the same goes for, you know, seed corn and all kinds of other things, because, you know, again, farmers don't buy things lightly. They're the original bulk buyers, and so no, I'm not surprised. The corn looked great yesterday, man. I don't know what their precipitation has been like this year, how much of that was, you know, kind of ginned up a bit, but it was a good looking field, and I would love to see, you know, the Brewers playing the Cubs or the Sox, you know, in some future game.
I saw an idea get thrown out there on social media last night where it was that the Brewers should play the Guardians and they should have Euchre do the broadcast and do kind of a major league mashup and have some of the stars from major league come. And they're like, we could even have a streaming service do it, so it doesn't have to have the FCC, and you can have some actual fun with the you could have some Euchre and
famous lines from major league. Yeah,
exactly. And some of the other casts, you could have Charlie Sheen, as we've already mentioned him in his bowling shirts today. Can't remember the other actor's name who has the iconic line at the end of the movie with strike this guy out, but doesn't say guy.
Well, that was that was the third baseman. But that's so good. And I was actually in Milwaukee, living in Milwaukee when they were filming Major League at County Stadium. And they made a big deal about it. Of course, it was on the radio every day. Like, hey, we need a big crowd at the stadium, you know, for this scene or that scene. And I never made it there because, as I've mentioned, my wife was in medical school at the time. We had a newborn and, you know, a 2-year-old. And so I passed by several. We would drive past County Stadium, you know, at night, and, you know, the all lit up and you could see a crowd in there, even though there was no baseball game. And so it was a real hoot to see that when it came out in the theater. And it's still fun to watch it today. We'll talk more about, you know, the actual Brewers and how they did coming up in just a bit. And more. This is Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitlau.